Oh, you're not on? He's on.
Am I unmuted?
Yeah.
You are. Wow. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. I guess I'll just have to borrow this microphone. Amen. Good morning, everybody. And I hope you're getting ready for the Christmas time and Christmas Day and all that good stuff. And I know we're trying to do our best. And I want you to know I did feed Miss Regina yesterday. So we did survive.
I ate Friday.
Yeah, Friday. So we did survive, and it was a good day. And the Lord is good. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to do announcements this morning. And we're going to go ahead and take up the offering this morning because we have the children's program today, okay? So first of all, we want to make sure that we remind you that we're going to have Christmas Eve service at 6 p.m.
Test this out.
You're there.
Am I there?
Yeah.
Well, why are you walking away?
Oh, because you were doing it. You were handling it, babe. You got this.
I just said we got Christmas Eve service at 6 p.m.
Amen.
And then we'll have Christmas Day service at 10. And Amen. That's going to be a blessing.
Amen.
And today we have awesome. The children's program.
Yes. We're excited.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited. And thank you all who backed me and told him to feed me. I appreciate it. I was hungry. And he wouldn't move. I'm like, I'll take care of you.
I guess so.
I think we even had somebody, one of our North Carolina family,
yeah,
text you and say, feed Regina. She put me up to this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's funny. So, all right. You going to do offering?
Yeah, I'll take up the offering. Now, we want to remind ourselves that the Bible says to give and it shall be given. Amen? And God also says that he is the one that rebukes the devourer on our behalf. And he's the one that opened up the windows of heaven for us. Amen?
Amen.
And so when we're giving today, we're going to make sure that we know that God's goodness is all around us. And God's goodness touches everything that we do. Amen?
Amen.
Remember, it was Jesus who was watching over the treasury when he saw the widow give her two mites. Amen? So the Lord is the one that directly sees what you do and you're giving. And he's the one that rewards and touches what you have to offer. So this morning, we're just going to come together and we're going to pray and then we're going to give our offering and the Lord is going to bless it. Amen?
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this great day, Father God. And Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to give, Father God. We thank you that when we give, you are the one who rebukes the devourer on our behalf and you're the one that opens up the windows of heaven on our behalf, God. And you're the one that gives us favor amongst men. And just brings things to pass in our life, Father God. And Lord, you know that I'm believing, God, that you're going to cancel debt for people. And God, we're believing that you're just going to touch people's lives and change things for them. That medical bills are going to be resolved, Father God. And that anything that they're dealing with, God, that you're going to help them and you're going to touch them. Especially during this season, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front.
Might not be okay, but it's from my heart. But no one else can tell you what the Lord's done for me. This might take all days, so I better start right now, and it might get loud. Heaven's coming down, down, down. Might get loud. Might get loud. Heaven's coming down, down, down. Might get loud. Might get loud. Heaven's coming down, down, down. Might get loud. Though I ain't got a halo.
He opened the prison doors, he parted.
the Lord today, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. We were the beggars, now we're royalty. We were the prisoners, now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. Come on and sing it this morning. We were the beggars, now we're royalty. We were the prisoners, now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. Come on, we're going to declare it again. Because we were the beggars, now we're royalty. We were the prisoners, but now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. Come on, let's give them a praise and shout this morning. Lord, we won't be quiet. We're going to praise you, Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. Oh, we shout out your praise. Hallelujah. Oh, we magnify your name. Thank you. Jesus, just till enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Oh, your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. See you do it again. Seen you move.
can't do it for you.
Where there was no gave this to me earlier this week, and I just felt impressed that I needed to say it today. You got to get comfortable in not helping God out. Learn not to help God. He knows what he's doing. And that's the key to what we were just singing. We have to just give it to him and let him do all the work. Pour out our praise to you only.
out your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord.
Come on and sing it this morning.
And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing.
Rejoice, a dance in your step. Let's sing this again.
And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord.
Come on.
and all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great.
Come on, get your garment of praise on this morning. Let's take it up a notch.
Shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord.
And Lord.
And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing.
Lord, this day, lift up your face, my bride. Lift up your eyes to me, my church. Adorn yourself in joy, for your wedding day is upon you. You are the one that I have waited for. You are the one that I have longed for. Yourself now. for I wait no longer. If it does not serve a purpose, leave it where you stand. Do not look back. Do not wander your eyes, for your Lord is before you. Lift up your eyes, my church, for I love you.
Ready for the children's church program. And so we're getting ready for those little ones to come in here and bless us this morning. I'm sure they're just right outside the door getting ready. And so we're just going to wait a minute. Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm sure they're coming soon. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. We're thankful for that worship set. That was beautiful to get us started and to get us opening up this day. Hallelujah. All right, here they come. Woo!
Thank you. Good morning, church. Merry Christmas to everybody. Thank you all for coming out this morning to our Christmas program with our small but mighty children's church here. These boys and girls have been working for several weeks now, since before Thanksgiving. Even though some people try to outlaw that, we have to start before Thanksgiving, all right? We've been working on this for a little while now. We have a couple of songs with some fun motions, and most importantly, with a great message that we want to share from the kids' hearts to your guys' hearts, and most importantly, to our Savior's heart. That way we are in the right place in the true spirit of Christmas, okay? And so we can laugh and have some fun because we'll just see how it's actually going to go. But all right, but we do want to thank each and every one of you guys for coming out this morning and for being here with us and for supporting these boys and girls. And I think we are now ready for the show to go on. Do I need to scoot this down so they can see?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, are you guys ready? All right, boys and girls, remember, everybody take a deep breath. Smile. All right, give your best to Jesus.
Thank you.
Come with me, let's step back in time over 2,000 years.
How are we going to do that?
Well, nothing is impossible with God.
Now, this is how the birth of Jesus came about. There was a census about the birth of Jesus.
She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in the manger because there was no room in the inn.
Shepherds out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Suddenly, there was an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were afraid.
Fear not, I bring you good news with great joy that will be for all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior,
who is Christ the Lord.
For the blood.
All right, let's give him another round of applause. I know it's a big deal. I did a great job. It's not the easiest thing to stand up on a stage in front of, you know, a bunch of lovely faces, but it's a crowd, you know. So I want to thank each one of the boys and girls for stepping out in faith and speaking and singing and doing their absolute best. It was one of their gifts to Jesus. Amen. So, and I do love how we can take the colors of Christmas. There's always a debate about Christmas colors and everything, but this was really cool to see how we can tie in anything and everything that we do with this Christmas season and point it back to our Savior. Amen. And so that's exactly what we wanted to do this morning. So we thank you guys for your time, and we're going to hand it back over to Pastor Phil and Regina and continue with the rest of our service. All right? Can you tell them thank you for coming?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Good job, guys. Thank you, sir. Well, wasn't that amazing? That was wonderful. Glad to see those children singing out to the Lord and just being bold enough to stand up here before you and do that. Amen? Yeah. Amen. They definitely received God's help. And we're just so thankful that this is the season that we celebrate our Lord and Savior. And we celebrate His birth and His coming to earth that transformed all of the world. Amen? And I want you to know that there's only been two times that has touched the world like this. And that's when Jesus was born and when He's resurrected from the cross. So we want to be so thankful and just celebrate because of His goodness and because of how great this moment is, and that it is the moment that brought peace upon earth. Amen? Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." And so we thank God that since the birthing of Christ, the government has been on his shoulders even before that. But definitely since he's been born, the government has been upon his shoulders, and we've seen him take it over and take it all the way back to his Father in heaven so that we can be established in him and be thankful for him and thankful for all that he does each year for us. Amen? Amen? And so we are so thankful at this time of the year for God's goodness, and we just want to look at some things here that were around the time that Jesus was born and just celebrate again his goodness and how he came to earth. And it says in Luke chapter 1, "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his king David, of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing that I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Amen. And so we're excited this morning because we celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we get to just celebrate in the Lord and the goodness of God. We're going to look at some other aspects of this situation in Matthew, and we're going to start reading in verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus was on the wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with a child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he was called his name Jesus. Amen. And this is such good news for us, and this is such a powerful time for us to celebrate Jesus and his goodness and all that he has brought to us. In Matthew chapter 2, we see in verse 1, that he's visited by the wise men. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for this is written by the prophet. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of these shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he privately called the wise men, required of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed unto their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee unto Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed unto Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled what was spoken by the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. And what I want to say to you here is that we see that the supernatural was taking place when Jesus was born. Amen? And we see that many people were touched by angels and saw different things and had dreams so that they could be able to handle what was coming to pass. And I want you to know that in Job 33, in Job 33:14, it says, "For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men and slumbering upon the bed, then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction." So God will speak to us in visions and dreams and help us, and he'll do that for us today. Amen? The Lord will help us in visions and dreams and speak to us and help us with this thing called life. I want you to know that we have seen many things come to pass that were given in dreams, like we're seeing here on the birth of Jesus and how they're led in different ways so that they keep him safe. And I want you to know that this is throughout the Bible, even in the New Testament, like when Paul was going to go to Asia, but he was led to Macedonia. And then in Acts chapter 10, when the revival got started for Cornelius, it was because he had a dream. And then after that, Peter had a vision of that moment and was able to go there and preach the gospel to Cornelius' whole family. And we also remember that Joseph had a warning dream to Pharaoh. When he was out of the prison, he told Pharaoh about a dream that there was going to be 7 years of leanness and everything, and that the Lord used that as a time to let Joseph be able to do what he was supposed to do. And I want you to know that Regina and I started at Only Believe because a dream I had, we had come out of a church split, and we were looking for a church, and we had looked for a couple months, and finally the Lord gave me a dream and showed me Pastor Dosik in the dream. And so then after that, we visited Only Believe. Well, I don't know if I want to tell that part of the dream. That the Lord gave me a vision of Pastor Dosik, and I came out and told Miss Regina that the Lord showed me our next pastor and that he was looked like Howdy Doody. And I really didn't even know who Howdy Doody was or anything at the time, but I did later see him. In a couple days, I saw him on a picture in a magazine, and I went, "Oh my goodness, is that our pastor?" And so it was amazing because we went to church. Yep, that was what I said the first time. I said, "Oh my goodness, there he is, honey. It's our pastor. It's Howdy Doody." And I'll never forget that Pastor Dosik was preaching. Pastor Dosik was preaching about a church split and how sometimes from a praise and worship leader and children's church pastor, sometimes church splits happen because they forget that they're part of the vision and not the vision that God has. And that was exactly what we had just experienced. So it was something that had just brought us out and saved us from a situation, because once we heard that, we knew that we had found our place and we knew that we were healed. We were healed from what we had just went through. And I'm bringing this up to you because I believe that the Lord is going to touch people in dreams coming up. In the next year, I believe that God is going to be touching us through dreams and giving us dreams and visions and direction and clarity. And I think God is just going to be helping us as a church and as the whole body of Christ getting ready closer and closer to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Amen? And I just believe that this is going to be something that opens up to us and that you guys are going to have visions and dreams and God is going to help you right where you're at. Amen? Because I believe that this is a time where the Lord is just going to show himself faithful and strong. And we've been through so much that God is just going to continue to show us and prove to us who he is and what he does. Amen? Yeah. And so we're going to look here again because in this book of Matthew, there's just one more dream that happens. And we're just going to look down here in verse 19, Matthew chapter 2, verse 19. It says, "But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. And when he heard that Archelaus had reigned in Judah in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither, notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream. He turned aside into the parts of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in the city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene." And I just want you to know that even when Jesus was a child and just a baby, God's provision for him was extraordinary. Amen? And so if God can bring provision to Jesus and keep him, how much provision can God bring to each and every one of us? Amen? And so we as people need to make sure that we have our hearts open this year for God's provision to come upon us. Amen? And to know that the Lord, just like he took care of Jesus and provided for Jesus when Jesus was so small and fragile that he couldn't even do anything for himself, yet he sent wise men, he sent different things to help out, and this is what God will do for each and every one of us. And we have to make sure that our heart is available to know that God is working with us right now. Amen? And God is working with each and every one of us right now to bring us into those places where he helps us become who we're supposed to be, and he helps us live this life in a way that pleases him. Amen? And so each and every one of us can live in a way that pleases God, and each and every one of us are brought to this point where God wants us to be able to have our hearts open for him to move on our behalf. Amen? And so I just want to read something here to you in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 2, I want to read to you in verse 49 here. This was when Jesus had went away and they came looking for him. And he was growing up and he was growing into who God wanted him to be. And we see here that it says in Luke 2, verse 49, "And he said unto them, How is it that you sought me? Wish you know that I must be about my Father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man." I'm just believing that in 2013 that we just increase with, or 2023, 2023, that we are people that increase with wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with man. Amen? We're believing God that we just increase in wisdom and stature and that God just helps us go through each day and get better and better at everything we're supposed to be doing. Amen? And we also want to make sure that we grow in the love of the body of Christ. Amen? We want to grow in love, and we want to be people that love the way God loves. Amen? And we want to be people that are intense, just like God's intense. Amen? And committed to everything he's going to do. Amen? Remember, it says that Jesus was slain from the foundations of the earth. Amen? So even when God was making man, he had an understanding that one day he might need to send his son to save us and to redeem us. And guess what? He was committed from the beginning to do so. Amen? And so we need to understand that when God sent Jesus, you know, Jesus had to lay aside everything about his greatness. Amen? Jesus had to lay about everything about his deity and lay that all down and become a man and just walk down here on this earth and be what he was supposed to be. And it says here, we're going to read here in Hebrews chapter 4. It says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14, seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Here's what's so amazing and beautiful about Jesus, is that he came and took on the body of a man. Amen? And he was 100% man and 100% God. And he went through that purposely so that he has a place for us to come boldly through the throne of grace and receive mercy in our time of need and obtain mercy and need in our times of need. And God is with us so that we are people that can just come to him and know that he's with us. Amen? Amen? Jesus went through all that he went through so that he could return to the throne of God and sit down having completed his work for us so that we have a place to go and we can rely on the mercy of God. Amen? The Bible says that the Lord is completely up there making intercession for us. Amen? And so he makes intercession for us on a daily basis so that we can receive mercy from our Father in heaven. Amen? It says that our God's mercies are renewed every day so that we can walk in goodness and love and not condemnation or judgment. Amen? And so we just want to make sure that we're a people that understands that God's goodness is around about us. And this Christmas season, we want to celebrate Jesus and celebrate what this season is really about. Amen? And we want to think about how profound it is that God, in his loving kindness for us, was willing to send his Son on this earth, even after it looked like people wanted to reject the Lord and had turned away from his will, and God could have easily made a decision not to do it. But over his love for us, he was willing to send his Son and send his Son to us to help us. Amen? And so we want to just be thankful and celebrative of what God has done for us, and we really want to celebrate this year in the goodness of God. Amen? And we just want to be appreciative of all that the Lord has done and all that the Lord will do as we move forward and just let God continue to work on our behalf. Amen? Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your glory today, Father God. And Lord, I thank you that you sent Jesus on this earth, Father God, to redeem us. And God, that he came as a child into this earth and learned from a child on up to adulthood what it was like to live on this earth, Father God, so that he could be an example for us. And God, he was the example for us, and he was the way, and he always is the way, Father God. And he led us and guided us and just brought us to the place, Father God, where we should be looking all the time to know about your goodness and your grace, Father God, and your mercy, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you that as we celebrate this Christmas time, that we're looking at this Christmas season as a time to really reflect on you, Father God, to really know your goodness, Father God, and to know that you're getting ready to do good and mighty things and bring goodness into our life, Father God. And Lord, I just believe that the best is yet ahead of us. Amen. And I believe, God, that we're going to see many great things happen in the next year, Father God. Even in these next couple months, we're going to see things happen, God, that's going to show us who you are, Father God, and show us who your goodness is and how your goodness is round about us, Father God. And Lord, we just give you glory and we just thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, while we're here.
Amen. And I really feel the Lord just saying, remember why I sent my Son. It was for love. Because I loved you. Because I wanted to make a way for us to reunite. Amen? So take this time to walk in love, to walk in forgiveness for those who you feel have harmed you or have done you wrong. Doesn't matter if they've said, please forgive me or not. Half of this world, or more than half of this world, has never gone to Jesus and said, I repent for my sins. Please forgive me.
Amen.
But he forgives anyway. Amen?
Amen.
And all they have to do is turn to him. So as, like, I am just that the word Marie gave this morning,
yes,
is just so pressed in me. He said, prepare, be ready.
Mm-hmm.
Prepare, be ready.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that he comes as a thief in the night. No
yep.
man knoweth the time or the hour. Do you understand? Within the next 5 seconds, we could hear the trumpet blow, and he would be calling us home. Be prepared every second of the day.
Amen.
Be prepared with your heart. Don't let unforgiveness, bitterness, anger, any of that stuff keep you from the throne room of God. Amen?
Amen.
And keep you from the call of Jesus to take you in the air.
Amen.
Be prepared. Be prepared. Take it seriously. Take it seriously. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Again, no man knows the time or the hour,
Amen.
But we should know the times of the season
Amen.
That we're in.
Yes.
And there's so many of us that feel the season
yes.
is upon us. Didn't they say, did I miss it? Didn't they say that the Star of Bethlehem was going to be seen since the first time since like 14-something? When is
yeah.
that? The 21st. Man, I would encourage all of you to be outside that night on the 21st. They say the Star of Bethlehem is going to be seen for the first time since like 1498 or 89 or something in that time frame. That's amazing. Huh? There we go. Imagine we get to go out and see the star that they saw to lead them to Jesus.
Amen.
I'd encourage you to go out and see it because it's going to lead you to Jesus.
Amen.
There can't be happenstance that it's coming out and that it's coming back again.
Amen.
So we can see it, right?
Amen.
So be prepared.
Yeah.
Be prepared. And for those of you, listen, the unforgiveness that's in your heart is not bothering anybody but you and your family.
Mm.
It doesn't bother the person that you are mad at, that probably don't even remember your name because it was probably 20 years ago, and they've so walked beyond you into their life. Why keep it inside of you? Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel really, really, really pressed upon to say, let's just walk in forgiveness like Jesus walked in forgiveness. Amen. Even if they don't deserve it, we didn't deserve it.
Amen.
Some of us don't deserve it today when we won't feed Amen. Our wife. Amen. No. But let's just walk in forgiveness and walk in love this season. Take time to enjoy each other. To let each other know you love each other. Right?
Yeah.
Don't allow bitterness and hatred just ruin this season. You know, life is way too short, and it's shorter than you think it is. You're going to go to the Lord and say, but I live 120 years, right? Is that
Yeah.
120 years. And he's like, you live for 40 seconds?
Yeah.
And you couldn't hold yourself for 40 seconds? I don't know the math. I'm just saying. I'm just making an example. Because he says a day is as a thousand is as a day. Right? With
yep.
the Lord. We figured my year is about 30 seconds. Me and somebody was talking.
Mm.
30 seconds. A year fight. I've been fighting for 30 seconds for this situation I'm in. Doesn't seem like long when you put it in that terms, does it? Amen. Eternity's waiting. Jesus is waiting.
Yeah.
Amen? Walk in love, walk in unforgiveness, and just have the heart of the Father towards each other.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We have a couple prayer requests, so we're going to pray for Tanya. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just put this neck and back pain before you, Father God. And Lord, we just ask for the loosing of the working of miracles, God.
and the release of healing into her, Father God. And Lord, we just ask for all this pain in her neck and back to be resolved and to go in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray for Jim. And Lord, we pray over this back pain, Father God, that it would be alleviated. And Father, we loose the working of miracles and gifts of healing to flow into every part of his back, Father God, to touch, God, every disc, every part that needs touch, Father God, and to just bring healing. And Father, we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. And let's be thankful. And I hope that you guys are having a good time getting ready for Christmas. And I hope you have a good week coming up here and that everything is just blessed and that you guys just do well and just keep on your walk of faith and the journey that we are fighting towards God. Amen. And we're just going to stay the course and stay with God because he is the only answer that we have. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you, each and every one.